This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. And here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. A car bomb exploded in a vegetable market in the border town of Ras Al Ain in northeast Syria, with reports of several killed and wounded. That's what the Syrian state news agency is reporting on Saturday. There were no further details about casualties in the report, but residents told Reuters that two people were killed and several were wounded. India's federal territory of Jammu and Kashmir plans to attract investments worth up to $4 billion in the next 2 to 3 years and would provide security to businesses setting up shop in the insurgency-hit region. That's what its chief said on Saturday. Jammu and Kashmir was India's only Muslim-majority state until August of 2019, when Prime Minister Narendra Modi carved out a Buddhist-dominated enclave and designated both as federally administered territories. China's relationship with the United States has reached a new crossroads and could get back on the right track following a period of unprecedented difficulty. This is what senior diplomat Wang Yi said in official comments published on Saturday. Relations between the world's two biggest economies have come under increasing strain amid a series of disputes over trade, human rights, and the origins of COVID-19 even. In its latest move, the United States blacklisted dozens of Chinese companies it said had ties to the military. Pakistan on Saturday arrested a man accused of being a leader of an Islamist militant group blamed by the United States and India for the 2008 Mumbai attacks. A counterterrorism official said the arrest is in relation to terrorism financing, the official said, and not a specific militant attack. Please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. And here are some of the latest developments in the global coronavirus pandemic. An extension of an overnight curfew comes into effect in 15 departments of eastern and southeastern France on Saturday to combat a sharp rise in coronavirus infections. The government ordered the curfew in these regions to start at 6 p.m., Paris has, for now, been spared the additional restriction. Bangkok's nightlife will go quiet as a ban on bars, nightclubs, and restaurant alcohol sales goes into effect, among a list of restrictions aimed at curbing the kingdom's rising coronavirus toll. The capital of Thailand also announced that public schools would close for 2 weeks. More than a dozen virus checkpoints are set up across the city. Tokyo's government has asked Japan's central government to declare a new state of emergency as that country battles a third wave of the coronavirus with record numbers of new cases. Japan imposed a first state of emergency in the spring. The measure allows local governments to call on businesses to close and to request people to stay at home. It carries no penalties for non-compliance, but the requests were widely observed this spring. Norway has ordered mandatory tests for the coronavirus for anyone entering the country. The decision came after the discovery of 5 cases of the new variant of COVID-19 that has appeared in Britain. The Greek government announced a new extension until January 10th of its strict 2-month-old lockdown measures, ending an easing of the restrictions over the holiday period. Initially planned to end on January 7th, the strict measures will resume on Sunday until January 10th, and for reasons of prevention, a government spokesman said. Lebanon's hospitals are being overwhelmed by coronavirus cases, medics warned, as infection rates surge in the wake of end-of-year holidays. The National COVID-19 Task Force meets Saturday and is expected to advise a 3-week lockdown, said Petra Corey, the task force head. The novel coronavirus has killed at least 1.8 million people since the outbreak emerged in China last December. That's according to Johns Hopkins University, which tallies these numbers. And more than 84 million cases of coronavirus have been registered. The worst hit countries and number of cases are the U.S., India, Brazil, Russia, and France. The hardest hit nations when it comes to deaths are again the U.S., followed by Brazil, India, Mexico, and Italy. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.